Welcome to Leading Lights, Indigenous men and women who have left a trail of inspiration for others.
Mary Two Axel Murray, a Mohawk from Gowakané, Quebec, changed the lives of thousands of Indigenous women and their children when she undertook a long and tedious equal rights campaign. The campaign was for women who lost their Indian status, rights, and benefits under the law when they married non-Indians. In 1985, largely because of Two Axel Murray's effort, Parliament passed legislation amending the Indian Act to eliminate the discrimination that penalized status Indians who were women, while permitting men to marry whom they choose without sanctions and to provide a reinstatement process. Once reinstated, the woman could reclaim their rights under the Act.
And now in Dene.
Mary Two Axel Murray Hulie Mohawk Dene, Kanawakatse, Quebecotse, Tsekusha Ashans in Nila. Ayit akut atatai ni bes kene hel. Kut o atenens in ni hade atthe. Tsakui solat istene, tsakui status hel nide. Ayit deni yu anatare, it deni yu. Solat istene le de. Ayur de paganail chu aye. Status paganail chu a. Ayi katana hati hook another. In 1985, Parliament asnarent an Jala Indian Act a yi hut a kud yi hile. Kut a the a yi dene deni yude sonat is dene hil nide tzaku ganet dare e tzaku sonat is dene hil nide kolu sonat is dene hil lial ye a equal rights ha hok another a tzaku ha koin lala. I a Irene State Aliasa.
On October 4th, 1911, she was born Mary Two Axel on the Mohawk Reserve of Montreal's South Shore. At age 18, she moved to Brooklyn, New York, and a few years later married an Irish-American electrical engineer, Edward Early. They had two children, Edward and Rosemary. Marrying a non-Indigenous man meant that Two Axel Murray lost her Indian status under provisions of the Indian Act passed in 1876. While the Indigenous people themselves had not previously regarded women as second-class citizens, the law reflected the Victorian European notion that women were legally the possessions of their husbands. Losing her status rights meant that Two Axel Murray could not live on the reserve where she was born, own land there, participate in the band's political life, vote in its elections, or be buried there. At the time, this was little concern to Two Axel Murray.
October 4, 1911, Mary Two Axel Yala, Mohawk Nusak Aya, Montreal Taka, Kushkatinch Azel Parayu, Brooklyn, New York Tani Yala, Ayer Yazanai Zeru, Intlantene Irish Dene, Ayigana Tala, Ku Ayidene Bank Anzi Engineer Heliniki, Ku Edward Early Hulie. Not then best can la san Edward Hulio, san Rosemary Hulie. Queer a then son lat is the negana de la abagana ilchula den status wagan ilchu. Air ku Indian Act 1876. Then a zakuchu den you held the nil niki. Then you'd unsigana taroko tumba status a kel nihon zakuide bana ilchu. A ye a. Ayi Mary Two Axel bets e nusak aya another ho enlu, e nith e hilchu ho enlu, elections e baba ho enlu, tagan zerdakolz e ayur selye ho enle nink e atani yu chu, zaku asel zanil nink e ku.
In 1967, she founded the provincial organization Equal Rights for Indian Women, which later became the National Indian Rights for Indian Women. Two Axel Murray wrote many letters, made many passionate speeches, and presented submissions to government task forces and ministers. On June 28, 1985, almost two decades after Mary Two Axel Murray began her campaign, the Parliament of Canada passed Bill C-31. Bill C-31 restored status and membership rights to thousands who had married non-Indigenous. Two generations of children were also given Indian status immediately. It was estimated that more than 16,000 women and 46,000 first-generation descendants were eligible to benefit.
1967, a Mary 2X and not a Kuhahok in Yala. Sharit is starring Isu. Chant is speeches health team governments and Darit Isu government held the ministers held the LT. June 28, 1985, a year Kubak orate Bill C-31 holdi. Quid ahit a quay status baganal bagahil chuni seat o denagatanelti ahin. So that is Danila Ratanelt Ibrahil Chunisi. Ibet Anil Yajala Chants a Kui and not a Kuts in Nila Beskanu Betsi Anu. 16,000 anelt at a Ku. 46,000 anelt a Betsi Anna Harlumet Anil Yeha. Begets in Delut a Kulyala.
On January 5, 1985, 2X Early became the first person in Canada to regain her status when she was presented with written confirmation by the Minister of Indian Affairs and Northern Development, David Crombie. The minister had said there was no greater tribute for her many years of work than to let history record that she be the first person to have her rights restored under the new legislation. Mary 2X Early died of respiratory failure on August 21, 1996, in Ganawake at the age of 84.
July 5, 1985, 2X Early at Dinitha, Canada, AI, status bit anat on la. Ayurts in bits erit isla, Minister of Indian Affairs, David Crombie, Hulye, ayyets erint isa, ayur ku kut delay minister. Do anzi holonen on nenek at den a ha hook and either a ayi ayi history ha. Edin tabets erit isu, edin tabet anahut ala. Ku Mary 2X early, tarendur la bezidithe a, bezidithe hi a, August 21, 1996. Kanawaki, a year tarendur la, 84 berayu.